Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled More Precious Than Gold, was written by Lisa M. Samra. Have you ever looked through low-priced items at a yard sale and dreamed you might find something of incredible value? It happened in Connecticut when a floral Chinese antique bowl purchased for just $35 at a yard sale was sold at a 2021 auction for more than $700,000. The piece turned out to be a rare, historically significant artifact from the 15th century. It's a stunning reminder that what some people consider of little worth can actually have great value. Writing to believers scattered throughout the known world, Peter explained that their faith in Jesus was belief in the one who'd been rejected by the wider culture. Despised by most of the religious Jewish leaders and crucified by the Roman government, Christ was deemed worthless by many because he didn't fulfill their expectations and desires. But though others had dismissed Jesus' worth, Peter said he was chosen by God and precious to him. His value for us is infinitely more precious than silver or gold, and we have the assurance that whoever chooses to trust Jesus will never be ashamed of their choice. When others reject Jesus as worthless, let's take another look. God's Spirit can help us to see the priceless gift of Christ, who offers to all people the invaluable invitation to become part of the family of God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for living a life of obedience so that we could become part of the family of God. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Brenna Holsklaw, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.